Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Yes, tonight.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. The Packers have lost three of their last four games, but they won their last one against the Vikings, and Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio says it looks like Green Bay has figured out its offense again.
I don't see a lot different other than, you're right, the production there. They had a streak where they weren't quite up to their normal self, but they looked back on track this past week against Minnesota. Lacy ran real well. They threw it well. You know, they had a couple of pass interference penalties. Those yards don't show up in the yards, but they look to be back on point, unfortunately.
Packers scored 30 points in an easy win over Minnesota. Now Fangio and his defense hope to slow them down in their meeting tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. It'll conclude an NFL triple dip on Thanksgiving. Brad Biggs of the Tribune reports Martellus Bennett out for tomorrow's game. Eddie Royal and Kadeem Carey are out as well. The early games tomorrow feature two teams that always play on Thanksgiving. First, the Lions. They will take on the Eagles, then the Cowboys. They'll host Cam Newton and the 10-0 Panthers. Speaking of the Lions, they've hired Ernie Accorsi to help them find their next general manager. Bears did the same thing when reshaping their front office last year. Browns coach Mike Pettine says Johnny Manziel violated the team's trust by going out and partying during the bye week when he's been through rehab. Pettine wouldn't say it's the end of the road for Johnny Football in Cleveland, describing the incident which caused his benching, quote, a hurdle. Baseball, the White Sox picked up a catcher, Alex Avila, a one-year $2.5 million contract, limited last year by injury, but was an all-star in 2011. Cubs swapped pitchers with the Rockies, acquiring left-hander Rex Brothers from Colorado for minor league arm Wander Cabrera, and the Blackhawks visit the Sharks tonight. Scoreboard update brought to you by Neumel Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewmelMedical.com. And join the Score and Dos Equis at Will's Northwoods in Chicago on Thursday, December 3rd, for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit the homeloanexpert.com.
Touchdown for the Bears.
James Big Cat Williams.
Strong offensive line, Big Cat Williams.
12-year NFL veteran.
James Williams.
You talk about a guy.
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Pro bowler for your Chicago Bears.
Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it.
670 The Score football analyst.
I pulled up to the old house hall, got out of a limo. Dave McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen in my life."
James Big Cat Williams.
Who else? Big Cat Williams.
With Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 2:03 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we're doing our Friday show on Wednesday, and that means we start with the big man.
He's on Twitter at JBigCatWilliams. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hello, James.
Terry, Dan, how are you guys today?
We're doing great, my friend. Everything good with you?
I'm good, man. Hey, Thanksgiving's tomorrow, dude. I get to eat like a beast tomorrow.
So what is your strategy? I would love to know what a 335-pound man does when approaching his strategy for a full evening of pigging out.
335-pound man does not have a strategy, Dan. Only little guys have strategies when it comes to you. A big guy goes in, scouts the area, figures out what he wants, and then just continues to get plate after plate of what he likes.
And does it change year to year or house to house, or is it always, do you know that it's going to be more stuffing than potatoes or more yams than turkey? I'm just curious because
it changes house to house. You know, it depends on, you know, who you're having Thanksgiving dinner with or the holiday dinner with, and it depends on who brings what, because not everybody's good at cooking certain things. You know, you get one person that's really good at making stuffing, but they can't make yams. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to pick and choose. You got to, you know, to put the right plate together, you know what? You have to know what everybody's specialty is.
Are you making anything?
I am making yams, sweet yams, and macaroni and cheese.
That's
my contribution, yes.
Like a baked mac and cheese? Oh,
oh yeah.
Are you just, are you
oh,
just
yeah.
going
nice,
to...
Hard, you d- nice hard top... You know, oh, yeah. Oh, come on, man. You're making you're getting me excited just thinking about it.
So are you just going to random houses and eat?
Hey, that's what happens when you're 335 pounds. You get to go to just knock on someone's door. Hey, what you guys got today?
There's a very large man at the door, and he says he's hungry. I'm trying to figure out from the failed two-point conversion, about the way it was described as a miscommunication, where we saw that Hronis Grisou went back to pass block, others fired out to run block. I take me through how that happens, how in a home game you can have in a critical play guys not on the same page. What goes wrong?
Well, I think the first thing that can go wrong is, you know, not getting the exact play out until the ball is being snapped. One thing that you have to remember about the offensive line is everyone has to communicate. So if the quarterback's communicating to the center, or if he's communicating to the guard, Slauson, who seems to be making a few calls out there, and it's right as the ball's getting ready to be snapped, now you've got four guys up front trying to get what a call is, listen for the snap count, and figure out exactly what the defensive front is, all in the matter of 1 or 2 seconds. So things can get screwed up if everybody's not on the same page. If the play, you know, when you talk about the play getting in late, you know, you always see quarterbacks getting frustrated because the play comes in late, because there's so much communication that has to go on in a short period of time at the line of scrimmage. Unless you have your Peyton Manning or your Drew Brees back there that's actually making all the line calls, as well as, you know, giving the receivers their routes, letting the backs know what to do. Unless you have that person back there, you have a lot of communication going on with a lot of different areas.
You know what I was thinking when they were doing this is, don't you have a two-point play up your sleeve somewhere you could use? I mean, is there something that you've got, just that one special thing that nobody's ever seen? Or is that not possible to practice that, to have that in your back pocket? Or is it, this has never been on film. We can do this. We can get these 2 points.
Yeah, you have to imagine that they have something like that. You would like to imagine that, you know, going into every game, they have a particular play that they feel is going to work as a two-point conversion. You know, or it might even be the same play that they can consider running if they're on the 1 or 2 yard line. You know, just something that'll get them in the end zone that they feel comfortable, that everyone can run their right routes, or everyone can get their proper blocks and figure out exactly who they have. But a lot of times you go into those situations with two plays. Two plays are called in a huddle. It's called a check with me. You get up to the line of scrimmage, and what the quarterback sees, you know, it's harder on the goal line because everybody's so condensed. But what you're trying to figure out is who's in the box, who's blockable if you're going to run this particular run. If you can't run this run, you know, what is the pass option? And if you can't run either one of those, then you have to check out of it to something else.
What is the best way for an NFL player to get his body ready for a quick turnaround on a Thursday? Is there anything that can be done to accelerate recovery, or is that all just pseudoscience?
You know what? When I played, it had a lot to do with the coaches. You know, what kind of practice regimen they wanted to put us through, as far as, you know, if you played a Sunday game and then had to turn right around and play a Thursday game. You know, do you go in Monday and do you watch the film of last week's game? Or do you go in and immediately start preparing for this week? Do you actually even practice on Monday, you know, after a hard game? Do you just go in, get a little workout in, watch a little film, you know, get your game plan, because you've got to get at least one day of moving around out on the field. You know, you can get a lot of things done in the film room, you know, on the whiteboard and things like that, but you have to go out and walk through some things. You have to go out and, you know, just get your legs back up underneath you, and I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with these, and since Wednesday, the Thursday night games have become tradition, not just Thanksgiving, but every Thursday, it's just difficult, though, right? I mean, no matter what you do, no matter you walk a little bit on Monday, you try to get, it is difficult to get your body ready for another game that quickly.
Well, I know later in my career, it got harder. You know, the older you get, the harder it gets. For the young guys, you know, they could play 30 games and it wouldn't bother them, you know, so you would think. But, you know, it's a lot harder to get physically ready for a Thursday night game than it is to get mentally ready. You know, a Thursday night game is kind of like the Monday or Sunday night. You know, you're the only game on. If you can't get pumped up for that, you know, I'm worried about you. But physically getting yourself ready to go on a Thursday, when usually a Thursday is only your second day of putting pads on, at least for us it was. You know, these guys, they're used to not being in pads all week long. So, you know, to go through a short week and get into a game mode shouldn't be as difficult as if you were practicing full pads all week.
Is Pernell McPhee right in his assessment that all they have to do is just hit Aaron Rodgers and everything else will take care of itself?
You know, it's a lot easier said than done. You know, in all theory, that's a great theory. Mm-hmm. You know, but even with that Packer line being as beat up as they are, and or just as bad as they are, you still have to get to the quarterback. You have to get to Aaron Rodgers. You have to get Aaron Rodgers on the ground. You have to make Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable. I think in the first game, you saw a lot of Aaron Rodgers trying to figure out coverages, trying to figure out schemes. So he didn't look comfortable in the pocket. But even though he didn't look comfortable in the pocket, he still had time. You know, if you can make him that uncomfortable this game on Thursday night and get to him, you know, the sky's the limit. You have an opportunity to win this game.
But when I've seen teams successful in that, the little lull against the Packers, when teams were accomplishing things on defense, it was a combination of the pass rush and having the receivers, not letting the receivers come back to the ball on those scramble plays. Because where Rodgers kills you is when he keeps plays alive, when he breaks outside the pocket, and next thing you know, guys are putting their hand in the air and they're finding soft areas of the defense. It's reminding, if Ed Donatell and Vic Fangio can make sure that these guys are the best of their abilities, as long as that play is going, it's multiple efforts helping. It's almost like basketball defense when you might have to recover a couple times and figure out where your guy is, because the play with Aaron Rodgers, those long plays are the ones that frighten me, because that's when he finds the chunky yards.
Yeah, I agree. They're so hard. That's why you're so dependent on your defensive line and linebackers getting to him. You know, because if he does have that ability to run around, it's so hard for a cornerback to keep track of a wide receiver once he's broken off his initial route. You know, if they're in man-to-man and a cornerback has his back to the quarterback, and all of a sudden Rodgers breaks outside of the pocket, whether he's running right or left, it's going to take the cornerback a second to read the wide receiver. Now the wide receiver sprinting across the field, coming into Rodgers' lane of sight, So, you know, you have to have other guys around. It's going to take a true group effort. You know, I think a lot of it was that his wide receivers weren't getting open. His wide receivers weren't running to the right areas when he was breaking contained and rolling out. And, you know, that's frustrating for him because he's so used to these guys being able to get to those certain areas down the field, you know, when he's broken contained. And for them not to get there, it's, you know, he realizes how big of a play that could be.
It surprised me this year that when he's done that, when he's had to scramble, when he's had to run on, which is quite frequently, that I always kind of thought in my mind's eye that it's always Randall Cobb. Now, you know, you can't throw it to Jordy Nelson. He's not there. Even the Bears have never been able to see him anyway. But, I mean, you always think of Randall Cobb as that guy, and he's really not this year. He's not been that guy that he's found under duress. And I find it odd that they seem so good together, James, and yet when this year's come around, when they had those struggles, they weren't connecting. You know, he was scrambling around, looking and managing to avert the sack. But he just did not find the guy he was really looking for. And James Jones is okay at it, but he was always Randall Cobb. And this year it hasn't been Randall Cobb.
Yeah, but I think it's more those individuals not being able to break away and get open. You know, I don't know whether it's been through injury. I don't know whether it's been through, you know, lack of effort. But, you know, they're just not getting open like they had been in the past. You know, on a scramble drill, you were looking, you were almost guaranteed to see somebody 9 yards down the field and almost daggone wide open. You know, because they knew just where to run when he rolled a certain way or, you know, when he spun out a certain way. They knew exactly where to be, and it just doesn't seem like you said, they have that communication anymore.
How does it change things with Martellus Bennett out, and do you think we'll see Kari Lee or another tight end up, or maybe what's been talked about with the two tailbacks taking up some of the slack and changing around the offense a little bit?
Well, I do think they'll bring up another tight end to play. You're gonna miss Marty. You don't throw to him a lot in the red zone, you know, as much as I'd like them to in the red zone, but he's a dangerous weapon anywhere on the field, just with his sheer size and ability. And he can block. You know, he's your all-around tight end. I'd imagine that, you know, Zach's going to get a lot of run at, you know, some of the things that Marty was assigned to do at the time. But, you know, you're going to miss him. You're going to miss that size. You're going to miss having someone out there that Green Bay actually has to be worried about and possibly double-team. Granted, you get Jeffrey back, but, you know, the best of both worlds is having Jeffrey out there and Marty out there.
Yeah, and we were talking about this off the air, that really the Bears, you know, when you sign a veteran receiver, I want to say 9 years into the league, James, sometimes they're just what they are, and Eddie Royal has been so far a really bad bet for the Bears. He's out again. He's been out a lot this year. I barely see him. I don't know if I'd recognize him anymore if he played in a game. So, I mean, sometimes you win those bets, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I think it's always a chance that, you know, teams are willing to take, especially, you know, if you can find a guy like Royal to be your hopeful, you know, second wide receiver, your you know, attempt a speedy guy, you know, out there at wide receiver. If you can find that guy and he's not all banged up and you feel as though he can give you a good three quarters of the season, then I think you have to take a chance on it. But like you said, with age, you just never know. You know, it seems like your body can break down in a matter of months instead of the matter of years as far as football goes.
Good luck with your sweet potatoes. Good luck with the mac and cheese. I imagine it's going to be gone shortly after you set it down. You know, I've always found it, and it's always kind of awkward when you're bringing something to the party that you actually want to eat. Like, you want to take your cut first, but that's rude. So you set it down on the table, and then you sort of make sure that you're watching it out of the corner of your eye to make sure that all of your hard work can result in something you're actually going to get a taste of.
Then you make yourself your own separate little pan, and you leave it at home just in case you got a bunch of greedy people at the place you go to. At least you know when you come home at night, you can throw it in the oven, you can throw it in the microwave, and it's just like you never missed anything.
Now, that's strategy. That's well described.
James, have a great holiday, my friend. We'll visit with you next week.
Hey, you guys, too. Have a good one.
And you got it.
That's James Big Cat Williams, the first of many guests who are going to be joining us today on the Boers and Bernstein Show. We are at Deja Brew in Oak Lawn. 3 o'clock, Greg Gabriel is going to join us. Oh, and by the way, we talked about the Illinois job yesterday. I did have a conversation with a source with knowledge of what's going on there, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't even bother with it. I'm not well. It's unbelievable. And I didn't bother with them.
I'll tell you what I found out next on the Score.
Idiots.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. It was just a party, right? A few or lots of drinks with some friends down in his hometown. He's a kid. Give him a break. We've all done it. It was his bye week. What do you expect him to do? That was my initial reaction to this latest Johnny Manziel tumult. That was until I saw Coach Pettine's impromptu press conference yesterday discussing his, quote, disappointment. It was as if I was watching his dad explain with sorrow why his son had failed him again. Now, either Mike Pettine is a convincing actor, or there's a significant behind-the-scenes expectation that this immature signal caller simply can't meet. Johnny Manziel is done in Cleveland, and since he's not going to play, we're not going to find out if he can play. And unfortunately, the Browns can't waste their emotions on this troubled kid anymore. I'm Tiki Barber.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This Friday is Million Dollar Discount Day at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Every new and pre-owned vehicle will be discounted for one day and one day only. That adds up to over $1 million in discounts. Drive home a brand new 2016 Ford Fusion for under $18,000. Plus, no one will pay you more for your trade-in, no matter what condition it's in. It's Million Dollar Discount Day this Friday only and only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home, like 25% off Kobalt tool chests, workbenches, truck boxes, and garage organization bins. Plus, get your choice of a DeWalt drill or Porter cable combo kit, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2. DeWalt offers valid on item 506283 and 520385 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 25% off select artificial and fresh cut Christmas trees. Plus get select 100 count Christmas lights for only $1.99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2 while supplies last. Includes only 5 and 6 foot fresh cut trees. Selection varies by location. Excludes artificial potted and specialty trees. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, 2 for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of Daddario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot with the Samsung Stainless Steel French Door Refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount. Also available in black or white. While supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So have you read the Teddy Greenstein story?
I did.
There was actually a very worthwhile and dead-on story in the Tribune today, outside of the Hollywoodization of Green Bay, thanks to the megastar.
Well, she's in the meat market, for God's sakes.
Olivia Munn. Who are you again, and why are you here?
And they won't tell you what kind of meat she buys.
I'm a world-famous actress that a handful of people have heard of. Okay, great. Well, Teddy has it nailed, what's going on with the search firm or not. There's a group of trustees, and to take it back a step, they're getting no guidance from the actual administration here, from the president, from the chancellor, that nobody's really involved. They're completely overwhelmed, that the academes are just out of their element entirely when it comes to trying to hire an athletic director. So what this is a confederation of the board of trustees. A board of trustees and some former athletes and big-time boosters, one of whom is Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shahid Khan, who's really quite the dude. That's quite a big personality there. And what's happening is that some people want to hire this awful search firm that comes up with crappy candidates.
Oh,
some want them to form their own exploratory search committee. Others say, no, hell with that. Let's just get going with this. You know, Khan being one of those guys says, hey, look, I got a plane. Let's get on a plane and let's go start talking to people and let's act like a big boy school and get out ahead of this. But they can't agree on what to do. There's been a lot of fighting. There has been turmoil on every level trying to figure out how they want to go forward. They still think that they can entice a major name candidate. And the thing about Bill Cubitt is that looks like a non-starter unless there's some sort of emergency that forces them to fall back on that, because too many people don't believe that Cubitt didn't know what Beckman was doing and think that he did understand that there was abusive behavior going on, there's stuff, intolerable stuff from Beckman, and that he had to have known, he had to have seen it. They were too close, he was doing too much, he was too involved. And there's some that want a younger, more dynamic personality for recruiting, with somebody that they feel is a more upbeat and energetic personality. But the latest is that if Les Miles were to get fired, they want to.
Certainly would appear the case.
They want to do anything they can do to cut the whatever check is possible to go after him immediately. Now, I don't think that Les Miles, in his right mind, unless you inject him with sodium pentothal, is ever going to want to take the Illinois job.
No.
But they think that they could do it, but they want to do this without forming a committee, without hiring a search firm, by just trying to act swiftly and independently and move instead of trying to bog this down.
Well, you're not helping yourself. I mean, in this conference, hiring trying to hire a guy, because he's not going to do that. He's going to have better offers. There are better jobs out there, for God's sakes. Illinois is so far down the list, you can't find them. And why would you want to take a school that's been traditionally bad at football? Every once in a while, there's a peak year, and you're in some dumbass bowl game that matters to you. But there's no continuity here in terms of a football program that's good. So you're going to come into a conference and run a team against Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh and these? Are you out of your mind? Mark D'Antonio, you're gonna know. You're not. It's like being back in the SEC again. The meat grinder's gonna cut your head off. So I mean, you're gonna go somewhere where you can recruit, where your name means something, where your school means something. It's not gonna take the Illinois job. It's what I've said all along. The big shooters are not interested. You gotta find some guy who's like, his brain is fried, and he said, okay, hey, you know what? This Illinois thing is pretty good for you. I mean, and those guys just don't exist.
Yeah, the problem is there are too many other places in the landscape that have job openings and are far less confused than Illinois. That they're operating at a point where even if they say, all right, Shad Khan, let's get that G7 up
he's
in the air.
He's got the right idea.
Well, see, but he wants to be a big shooter. He wants to run it like the big boy schools do. And he's telling people, look, let's get on with it.
Yes.
Stop with your meetings and stop with your dithering and stop with your committees and your search firms. Let's fly around and at least talk to people. And nobody, they just stare at each other. And they have conversations and they have conference calls and they look at each other and they've been paralyzed.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Matt Forte says the Bears can measure their progress this season when they face the Packers for the second time tomorrow night in Green Bay.
I don't know. I don't really look at it as a measuring stick personally, but we'll be able to see where we've come from week one, obviously playing against them, but they're a good team, so we're looking forward to playing them, and we'll see where we are.
Forte and the Bears lost their season opener against the Pack, and tomorrow they will not have Martellus Bennett available, the tight end out, along with Eddie Royal and Kadeem Carey for the game. Forte, Jeffrey, and McPhee, also Antrell Roll, questionable for the contest. Two NFL games precede the Bears and Packers tomorrow. First up, the Lions and the Eagles from Detroit. Then the undefeated Panthers visit the Cowboys. Tony Romo back under center for the second straight week in Dallas. Meantime, White Sox and Cubs both active today. White Sox inked catcher Alex Avila to a one-year, $2.5 million deal. Cubs traded for lefty reliever Rex Brothers from Colorado. Cubs sent the Rockies 18-year-old pitcher Wander Cabrera. Hockey now, the Blackhawks visit San Jose for a date with the Sharks tonight. Patrick Kane carries a 16-game point streak into the contest. An off day for the Bulls. They will be back on the court Friday when they visit Indiana. Bulls have won 5 of 6. Their only loss in the stretch coming against the 16-0 Warriors. Scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village next Sunday from 9 to noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show live, brought to you by Real Time Sports. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You know, there's no doubt Shanahan's got the right idea. Get your ass out there. Get busy. Don't sit and look at each other while this is all going on. If you, first of all, I don't think you have a chance at it anyway. But if you have any chance at, you should have started this process already.
Right.
This process should have already begun.
They're already late.
I mean, USC is out there searching around. USC's looking around, and they'll take the pick of the litter and probably be wrong again. But you got a series of UCLA coaches, if you like any of them, that are wandering around with no job. I mean, I look, you can get a guy on a rebound maybe that you say, I'm not sure I really want him, but at least he's a big name, and I know he can do one thing, whether it's recruit or something. I know he can do that. But you can't look at each other and say, I don't know what we should do here. It's what they always do. That's their tradition. And then they wonder why they don't. You don't. First of all, there's nobody thinks of it. And now, besides the fact your football season, you know, is sort of going in the wrong direction, and they really, most of your wins are against awful teams. Remember, you get those three wins a season, and then you make it to six. We were talking yesterday, you don't even have enough teams that have six wins to get in bowl games with all the bowl games there are. Look at your basketball team. Look where that thing's going.
You needed a last-second three to hold off Chicago State.
Chicago State.
Love my guy Tracy Dildy and whatever program he's built there. But
hey, God bless him for it.
Yep.
But sorry, that doesn't really indicate right direction to me.
That tells me long year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the Big Ten is any good or not. I mean, that's here and there. I don't think it's great. I don't think anybody thinks that. But they're better than that. I mean, you can't get either of your major programs going in the right direction.
You know what I love about Shad Khan's involvement, just personally? Just the juxtaposition here of a couple things, that you would have a bunch of red-faced, downstate, towny goobers rooting hard for their program to succeed because of the individual efforts of a Muslim immigrant. And I guarantee you, the same people that are down in the cornfields railing against Muslims and railing against immigration, like, well, at least there's one Muslim immigrant we root for. That guy's going to find us a coach, find us an athletic director. Go Muslim immigrant, get her done.
I never understand why, even the pro teams too, why you need to hire a search firm. Don't you know what's going on?
Well, the Lions just hired Ernie Accorsi.
I know. Again, but they didn't. The hair is extra. The thing on his head's extra. They both of them.
What you got to realize, though, the secret to Ernie Accorsi, is the muskrat on his head.
Yeah, muskrat,
actually is the one with all the contacts.
Okay.
And the one that makes that asks the best interview questions. Hiring Ernie is one thing, but when he shows up at the meeting without the animal on his head, and they ask him, "Hey, Ernie, where's the brains of the operation?" That's when he drops the bomb on him and says, "Well, that's going to be extra."
It's about time of the season that Ernie starts popping up again.
Here's old Ernie. He's 75, and there's roadkill on his head, and he's finding you a GM.
Finding you a GM in your own business. You don't know your own business.
So you got to hire him. Give me $300,000 and buy me a new piece of fur for my head.
And you did that with the Bears. Remember, they hired a search firm to hire a guy in their own division.
Correct.
Jerry Angelo. How long? Well, ever hear of Jerry Angelo? No. Well, that's a guy I like a lot. I like him a lot. Who is he? Tampa? I mean, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever... I don't understand what kind of business you would be in, unless it's some vast business with mysterious things going on, that you don't know who the promising people are. You know damn well who the good people are. Was it hard to find Ryan Pace?
The well-regarded second in charge from the team.
There's a lot of
succeeded.
Guys like that. That you did roll the dice and say, you know what, I like what he's done. I think he's got the right...
At least you know who to bring in an interview. But he did all the interviews. The Ernie asked some questions, and then the otter on his forehead asked some questions. and usually the interview subjects are a little confused when that thing starts talking, but then they realize that's all part of it. That's all part of the process.
They're gauging your reaction.
It's making decisions. It's finding things out. How you react to that thing talking is part of it. They want to see. They want to see if you can roll with it, if you can accept it and understand that that's you're going to live with that.
It's just the dumbest-ass thing. I mean, I you know... And particularly for Illinois, you're way behind now. You've been way behind in basketball for two seasons. you're way behind in football. I don't care about those silly fat wins. Look who you've played. So you're way behind in that too. And plus, you got a guy there that says, nobody loves it, will love this school more than I do. Well, I happen to believe that I think it would be hard to imagine that he didn't know what was going on. I think that's a little bit. If that bothers them, then Bill Cubitt is not a candidate. But you're not going to get one of these guys that you like. You're not going to get one of these guys Les Miles? Do we know him? No. But you can go talk to him. He's not going to do it. I mean, Les Miles isn't in this at this stage of his career.
Do you think you could write a check big enough to make Les Miles overcome everything he would have to look past to take that job?
No.
You don't think there's enough money in the coffers?
No.
Okay.
Not to
really?
Do that. Not, no.
There's
not
always
to,
a number.
Yeah, but not to not
he holds
to
his
put
nose
himself in that
and
position.
He really, okay.
His nose is going to get squashed. His head's going to get squashed. I mean, I don't think so. I think he wants to go somewhere where he's been.
Chris in Champaign, you're on the score.
Hey, there's something that you guys are missing about what's better about the Illinois job than some of the other head coaching positions that's available, and that they can offer the AD job as well as the head football coach job. So there's a little bit more pull with that.
You're saying that you would have a coach who's also the athletic director?
Well, it helped with Makovic when he was here.
Oh, no. The game is that's generations ago. The game now, you look at the number of athletic directors who are former coaches at all, the Alvarez types, that has dwindled to the point. You've got to be an MBA or a lawyer. You've got to run a business. That is the
Jerry became the GM.
Yeah,
he became that guy.
You got to live in today's world when ADs are businessmen now. They're not coaches.
ADs after he was done coaching. I mean, you can't do both, and there's no. Yeah, by the way, well, we like you so much, we'll give the AD job too. No, you're not. No, you're not going to do
ADs
that.
ADs are moneymakers. They're running massive multimillion-dollar businesses. Yeah. It's not just an elevated coach who hires other coaches. It's so much more than that now.
Yeah, it's not.
And nobody's overlooking that.
We can give you both jobs. No. You're not going to give them both jobs.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. 3 o'clock, Greg Gabriel on the score.
This week, the Ed Nippleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays moves to Friday for a special recap after the big Thursday night game with Green Bay, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money and choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TTL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P8340% plus 0% APR. It's $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 for qualified buyers.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
It's a no-win kind of deal for him at this stage of his career.
And I think it's really hard to go find a coach without having an athletic director, because what guy of any standing is going to want to not know who his boss is when taking that job?
Oh, that should have been over already.
Long over.
Yeah.
What have they been waiting for?
I don't know.
They appointed that interim guy who couldn't put a sentence together, and I guess he's still nominally running
still
athletics.
Still able to put a sentence together. And
but again, that's part of, they don't know if they want to hire a search firm to find the athletic director yet. It's a joke. That's why some boosters like Khan and others are yelling, what are we doing? We have to do something. Let's go here.
Like I said, it's just, you know, it's so much easier for you in life if your job really somebody wants it. You know, but you never hear a coach around the country unless he's coaching some swamp water piece of crap. Say, well, I'd love that Illinois job. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. But you had to look. You should have, within a month of that happening, you should have an AD in there. There has to be a guy sitting around somewhere that you say, you know what, this guy could do this job, and we'll offer it to him. There's got to be a lot of smart guys around that could run it.
Well, they were targeting that guy from Colorado who said, not interested.
Not interested. That's what everybody says to them. I mean, when you get these grandiose ideas of what we're going to do, they're not interested. You can't hire an AD. They're not interested, let alone a football coach. You're going to get a big-name football coach? You crazy.
Maybe Ernie Accorsi can help out with that. Does he only do NFL?
No, I think you pay Ernie advice on anything, wouldn't he?
I don't know, because the good news is the range of athletic director candidates. Part of what that earlier caller was talking about, the good news about the job changing is you can get somebody who's running a manufacturing company.
That's what I mean.
Who could come in and be a perfectly good athletic director for you.
Yes.
You have to think of that job as a business job, CEO. As a CEO job.
Yeah.
And you can have a guy selling widgets or selling cars or doing anything and members of the cars, and then he comes in and takes the job. It doesn't have to be some crusty old coach in a windbreaker with a logo on it. It really doesn't have to be.
No, he does not have to be. As a matter of fact, the job description these days is tends more towards the other side. In my world, it tends more towards that guy who's making the widgets.
Salesmanship, administration, and business.
Yeah, knows how to run a business. I mean, I don't need some dopey guy that just say, yeah, I think he could do it. No, you don't need it. But you should have had one in place. You're looking for a coach. Looking for a football coach. And you're not started yet. We'll get to it. We'll get the hat. He'll come right up here. No, the hat's not coming right up here. He's not stupid. There's no brain damage as far as I know. Coming right over Les Miles. Get out of here. Stupid asses.
Well, they don't know what they want to do. They don't know how they want to do it. That's why it's really such a disaster. Because that should have been, there should be phone calls made. They should be knee-deep in interviews now.
Yes.
With the athletic director already hired.
Process should have been about, the process should have been over. And then
you fired Beckman before the season, and you knew that Thomas was going to be gone at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say, wait, we did what?
Well, they argued about that, remember?
They did.
Lasted forever.
He had his backers.
Yep, he had his people who said, you know, he's been great. He's made money. He's done a really nice job for us. And others that said, yeah, he's overseen two absolute disasters. The embarrassment of the women's basketball charges, and then the idiot running your football program. Well, other than that, yeah, he's done a great job for us. I mean, there's certain things that are just common sense about it. And you have to make the right hires, but you don't have to get desperate with your hires. There's no, and you also watch who your coach is hiring. Might be an idea to keep an idea in the way. I don't care what your coach is, but just watch who he's hiring. You take a look at it. Take a look at everything about it.
And did you see in that piece by Greenstein that really excoriates that Parker search firm, where they talk about all that you pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars for all their due diligence and all that they can do because they've got this extensive knowledge of everybody that they're bringing to you.
Crap.
And you saw that one of the guys was Mike Thomas.
Yeah.
Another one was Norwood Teague. That's the guy that got fired by Minnesota for sexual harassment.
Yes.
And then Julie Herman at Rutgers, who's a total nightmare.
Mm-hmm. All good ideas, though.
And according to this, said at the time Minnesota hired him, Teague was facing a gender discrimination suit from the women's basketball coach at Virginia Commonwealth. Minnesota officials said they were not made aware of the complaint.
Well, it wasn't a secret.
Julie Herman was involved in a sex discrimination lawsuit at Louisville in 2008 and was accused of vocally abusing players while she coached volleyball at Tennessee. And this is the search firm.
Sorry, we didn't know about that.
You hire them for all that they do. And that includes all of the above that they didn't do, by the way. That's why you hire them. Their expertise, they watch every move, they know exactly who's who, they know all the players, they know all the things they need to know. They didn't know anything. They knew absolutely nothing.
Redneck lawyer says, I've been saying it from the beginning, Illinois should have let Thomas fire Beckman and then stepped up to the microphone and fired Thomas the very same press conference.
Right.
You'd be,
of course you should.
At least no further behind than you are now, but they would have found a way to screw that up. They would have found a way to also have gotten to this point without having made a decision, and it just, it's all just fractious infighting with no real leadership. They don't have anybody from the school because, look, they got a new chancellor, a new president,
yeah.
And nobody there is giving any kind of guidance saying, here's how we want this to go.
No, they don't know.
Nobody knows anything.
They don't. They absolutely do not. And you know what? It's sort of a tradition. They never really have. I mean, they've looked at the guys here and there that turn out to be really terrific coaches, but few and far between. I mean, few and far between.
And Teddy says, no offense to Shahid Khan's business acumen, but only you and I would look to the guy who owns the Jaguars to spearhead the search for a new football coach. Well, you think he's losing money? No.
No.
Khan as an NFL owner is not losing
money. Losing money, no.
It doesn't mean he's a bad businessman.
They're 4-6.
They think they've got a quarterback they like.
And they're starting to like Blake Bortles better and better. My mind's not made up, but we'll see.
We'll have a conversation with Greg Gabriel about the Bears. We got some news since you last heard him on the station, so we'll find out what he thinks. You got the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's a Thanksgiving night feast with the Green Bay Packers. We've got all the specifics and breaking news and turkey recipes heading up to this huge game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Sunrise Chevrolet now has a bigger, better used car inventory with all makes and models for all budgets. With an all-new state-of-the-art used car superstore, our used car staff focuses only on pre-owned vehicles to ensure your experience is the best it can be. Right now, get a great selection of used vehicles for less than $10,000. Plus, get a $25 dining gift card with any test drive. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home, like 25% off Kobalt tool chests, workbenches, truck boxes, and garage organization bins. Plus, get your choice of a DeWalt drill or Porter cable combo kit, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2. DeWalt offers valid on item 506283 and 520385 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of Daddario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas trees are just $129. You save $20. So let's enjoy a tree that goes up fast and stays fresh every year. Pre-lit with clear or multicolored lights, thick, realistic branches, and full of possibilities. However you build cheer, this is one tree you can't top. Let's do this. Get a 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas tree, just $129 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 25th, U.S. only.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on Mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com.